Hello, this is Chris.
Chris, hey, it's Tommy and Brooke.
Hey, Tommy. Good morning, Brooke.
Okay, so I was reading this really disturbing article the other day about the fact that predators can get into your Fitbit and possibly get more information about your kiddos than you want them to have. So we have an expert on the phone, Chris from Protect Young Eyes. Chris, is this really true?
The Fitbit app, like a lot of other apps that are out there that we enjoy, they want you to connect with other people, right? So there's some aspect of a community that they want you to be a part of. And Fitbit definitely promotes that sense of community because they want you to connect with other runners or other lifters or other cyclists or whatever activity that you happen to be in. But what was exposed recently from a parent who shared a story with us is that his, we'll call it a tween, I don't remember the exact age, but his tween daughter started acting differently. And this was a dad who obviously was very attuned to who his daughter was and just felt like something wasn't right. And he shared that he, you know, asked her a few questions, and what she ended up sharing with him is that she had a Fitbit, and I don't remember what variety it was, you know, in terms of what model it was. That doesn't matter because the app was on her phone. That's how she was keeping track of her steps and everything,
sure,
like those of us who use Fitbits do. And in there, in the community that she was in, there was somebody who was asking her a lot of inappropriate sexualized questions.
What?
Right. And so, in other words, there was a predator who had, there was this opportunity to connect with young people through the community feature in the Fitbit app, which is one of the three options down at the bottom, trying to, you know, connect with her. And this really affected her. And I'm really thankful that this father was sort of attentive enough to figure out that something just wasn't right. And he was able to get down to it and share this information so that we could alert other parents.
So then because they started communicating, then she's acting differently. What can we do as parents to try to avoid something like this from happening to us?
Well, unfortunately, there are no parental controls in the Fitbit app. If I were Fitbit, I might not have thought of this either, right? But it's, it goes to hold true that, I mean, this is the truth of the internet. Wherever there is a chat feature, there is always, or some sort of community feature, there are always going to be human beings in that environment who don't always have the right intent, right? I mean, that's just the unfortunate part of, you know, the world that we live in. So if that's true, then as parents, like, I'm not telling parents, I mean, my 14-year-old daughter has a Fitbit. She has the app. She still does, even though I know this is true. I don't want parents to just go and smash the phone, get rid of the Fitbit, and respond that way. That's not productive. But this dad shows us that being involved, being attentive, asking questions, not being satisfied until you get an answer, and that sort of intentionality matters, and it matters more than ever in the digital age, because in the digital age, the secrets that exist today are more destructive, I would argue, than the secrets that existed when many of our listeners were young kids. And so I would encourage parents to say that to their kids. Like, it's okay if we're throwing a surprise party not to go blasting that everywhere. That's a good secret. But when it comes to the internet, if anybody ever asks you to keep a secret or you feel like you need to keep something a secret because you're not quite sure what it is, that's always an indication to go tell somebody because there's no such thing as a good digital secret.
Well, I appreciate you kind of giving us just the awareness that we need to be just a little bit more connected and aware of the threats that are out there. And people can have you come into their churches, their schools, their groups to talk as well?
That's right. Yeah, believe it or not, Brooke, between now and Thanksgiving, my presentation team has over 100 talks scheduled all over the country. I'll be in Arizona, California, Chicago, Idaho, New Jersey. We're everywhere, including a ton here in West Michigan. So we love doing that because we want both parents to be doing it right at home, but we want kids, when parents aren't watching, to also be making good choices. We love talking to them, too.
Well, we will be keeping you in prayer because that's a huge task that you're doing, Chris, with Protect Young Eyes. That's such a great resource of a website, too. Parents, there's a lot for us to learn and to know because this is stuff that growing up we didn't have to deal with, and it's all new to us, too. Chris, thank you.
You're welcome.